This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks for tuning in to the Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. Let's start the show by talking about this week's guests. Okay, so I really love art, and I'm so excited that I have a street artist on the show today. His name is Finch, and you probably know him from his St. Louis Honey Bears mural in Grand Center. Finch is originally from Kirkwood, and he has an event coming up at the City Museum on December 22nd. You can get all the details at citymuseum.com/events, and he joins me next on The Rachel Zimmerman Show. I'll also chat with Dr. Laura Gabayan. She is an associate professor at the UCLA School of Medicine, and we talk about why people dread the holiday season and how the pursuit of wisdom can soothe your anxieties about the holidays and really anything else. It's a wide-ranging conversation that I think we can all glean something from. Now, speaking of the holiday season, things are ramping up for the holidays, and I truly hope you are keeping your sanity in the midst of it all. It's a wonderful time of year, but that can get clouded by all of the obligations and all of the responsibilities. So my wish for you this holiday season is that you experience peace and happiness. And speaking of peace and happiness, I'm going to take some time off. So this is the last new show of 2024. And it's been quite a year of shows with many, many wonderful guests. I really couldn't do the show without them. So thank you to every single person who's been on The Rachel Zimmerman Show this year. And thank you to every single person who's listened. The show is really fun, but sometimes it's a bit of a challenge to put together each week. So I truly appreciate everyone who has ever tuned in, and especially those who have given some feedback, positive feedback, negative feedback, whatever. It means the world that you listen. So I hope you'll follow the show on Instagram at Rachel Zimmerman Show and follow me on X at Rachel ZSTL. I would absolutely love to hear from you. Now let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll be talking to Finch. Stay tuned. Thanks for tuning in to The Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. My next guest is Finch. He's a street artist from San Francisco, but he's from the St. Louis area. You might know his work. The St. Louis Honey Bears are in Grand Center, and if you've seen them, then you definitely remember them. Finch, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So you live in San Francisco, but you're from Kirkwood. When you come home for this event coming up at City Museum, what do you like best about being home?
There's a couple things I try to do every time I come home. I actually always try to go to the City Museum. I find it a place that's inspiring. And then I always go to Carl's for a smash burger.
Very nice. And so on December 22nd, there's going to be a reception at City Museum, which we'll tell the people about in a second here. But since I have you, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your career. When did you first realize that you wanted to be an artist?
So I started doing street art sort of in the sort of thing I'm doing now in 2013. but I didn't at the time have any intention of becoming a professional or taking it full time. And I did it just as a hobby. And then maybe about 2 years later, I was really enjoying it. And I was like, maybe I'm going to do this with most of my time and, you know, see if I can do it fairly seriously. So that would have been maybe early 2015.
So what attracted you to street art?
I had been following a couple of artists online, Banksy being the most famous. And I was in San Francisco, and there had been a movement here earlier that it sort of died down. A lot of the artists had either moved away or become successful enough that they moved into gallery work. And I just didn't see the kind of thing in person that I was seeing on the internet. And I was like, I just want this kind of art in my community. And I figured I would just be the change I wanted to see in the world and go out and start creating it.
Very nice. So tell me a little bit about some of the unique challenges that a street artist faces versus, you know, what we think of in the more traditional sense or what people think of when they go to the art museum or something. What kind of challenges do you face making your artwork?
Yeah, so I define street art in particular to be uncommissioned public art and a mural to be commissioned public art. So if it's uncommissioned, which mostly means illegal, an additional challenge is basically not being caught. This ends up being part of the art form. Oftentimes say, if you can't do it in 90 seconds, you can't do it at all. And so, you know, constraints breed creativity. And so it sort of leads you certain directions and you have to, you know, try to make the best art you can within your constraints. Even if it is legal, however, like with the mural, there's still a lot of challenges. Painting outdoors, wind, rain, humidity, temperature changes, even the sun, because I paint with stencils, will warp cardboard if it's in direct sun. And so you're very often just trying to manage the elements. Whereas if you're painting more traditionally, let's say you're in you know, in a studio, you're temperature controlled and you're not outdoors. So it's a lot more controlled of an environment.
So as much as you can tell me, how do you choose the location for an uncommissioned piece? Like, what inspires you?
Usually mostly I do it when I travel and I'll go look up on the internet kind of where the street art is in a city and go to that area. Right. So I'm not trying to do something that will disrespect a community or something that they won't appreciate, but typically you find an area with a lot of graffiti, somewhere that's kind of grungy. And it's sort of, you know, if you're already having some of these spaces becoming defaced with stuff that's not particularly good, then they're very receptive to something that's actually nice in those spaces.
And I would assume that uncommissioned part, that illegal part you're talking about, is, you know, a big reason why you like to keep your face covered.
Yeah, it just didn't seem like a good idea when I got started to sign my legal name to two pieces, right? And over time, you know, I've moved a lot more into murals and you know, more into fine art. And so I thought before, does this serve me? Is it necessary? And, you know, there's some inertia to it. And I think people also like the mystery.
So as I said earlier, you know, people have probably seen your St. Louis Honey Bears in Grand Center. What started the honey bear motif that you're so drawn to?
I just saw one day and it made me happy. And so I painted it and it made other people happy. And so I painted more of them. And then it started feeling a little repetitive, just the kind of the classic honey bear shape. So then I started putting them into outfits, the pirate bear and the baker bear, and people like those. And it just sort of took on a life of its own.
So tell me about, before we get into the City Museum event, what's the most rewarding thing you've done as an artist? What are you most proud of?
When I've had a couple of instances where people have written me notes that my art played some significant role in their life. Like, one example is a woman had a seizure and ended up in the hospital for a fair bit of time. And her husband had already been talking to me about commissioning a piece. And it sort of took on a new life at that point. And I was able to finish it before she came home to the hospital. And so she came home to it. And even when she was in the hospital, they had kind of taped up some pictures of my art, because she was a photographer and she liked taking photos of street art. And so, you know, even though this was not part of the intentionality of the original work, you know, when it's in public space, it becomes part of your narrative. And sometimes it can become a very meaningful part of your narrative. And it's certainly a privilege, any chance I get to have that sort of a role.
Wow, that's really beautiful. Okay, let's talk about this open house at the City Museum. How did you get connected with them to do this project?
So I initially met Rick Irwin, the then executive director, now creative director, because I was just there visiting when I was back in town. And I posted something to my Instagram story of one of the artworks in there. And he managed the account at the time and just responded to me. And we met up and he gave me kind of a behind the scene tour. And that sort of began a friendship and a discussion. You know, they purchased one of my works on canvas for their art gallery quite a few years ago. And this idea came up at the time and we sort of been discussing it on and off. And then finally, you know, it came together this year.
Very cool. So there's going to be honey bears all around City Museum. And on December 22nd from 4 to 5 p.m., you will be there taking pictures, signing autographs. Just tell us a little bit more about this event and what people can expect whenever they show up.
Yeah, so the bears are around now. There's 10 of them hidden through the museum. It's supposed to be like a scavenger hunt. And oftentimes when I unveil a new project, it's nice just to get a chance to meet with members of the community, people who might be fans, people who might be curious. And so I just kind of raised the idea with the City Museum, hey, what if we just had a little get together? And so there are, there's like coloring book pages where you can kind of fill in your own honey bear, and I'll have some stickers to give out. They're working on some kind of Finch collab City Museum merch, like tote bags and t-shirts and whatnot. So, hoping that we'll have some of those in time. And for me, it's just a chance to chat with people. People oftentimes are curious to meet the person behind the art and, just discuss. And so I wanted to make myself available and, say hi to people.
Awesome. I'm going to have to pick up one of those tote bags. That sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
Finch, thank you so much for joining me today and good luck with the event and have a great holiday season.
Thank you so much.
All right, I want to give another big thanks to Finch for joining me on the show today. Now, if you would like to attend the reception on December 22nd or just learn more about the event in general, go to citymuseum.com/events to learn more. That's citymuseum.com/events. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back on The Rachel Zimmerman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks for listening to The Rachel Zimmerman Show on KMOX. My next guest is Dr. Laura Gabayan. She is an associate professor at the UCLA School of Medicine, and she's here to talk about the struggles we go through during the holiday season. Dr. Gabayan, thank you so much for taking the time and joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So let's get started by talking about some of the common reasons so many people seem to dread the holidays.
I think the holidays are really a time to get in touch with their feelings and feeling like you love or dislike people or be with the social part of life. And that a lot of things, people are not comfortable with that.
Interesting. I've never thought of it that way, but I think you're right. I think it is a time to get in touch with yourself, and people do feel pretty uncomfortable. I know that the stress around the holidays can sometimes manifest itself physically. Am I right in saying that?
It can. And I think when we think about it, what, over 700 million days of work are not used per year, days off. So that just tells you we're a culture that likes to work. So the holidays, which makes you deal with feelings and it kind of addresses all that, it's something people don't want to go into. And they do feel the stress of other people. They feel in their body. And it's just things they can't control. And that's why they dislike it.
Yeah, you talk about we're a society that likes to work, and you know, I like to save up some vacation days for the end of the year, specifically to take time off during the holidays. I'm sure other people do that too. And then they kind of get to that point and look around and say, well, what am I doing? I don't know how to fill this time.
Yes and no. I mean, we are in a loneliness pandemic. So that's another reason why people don't want to go into the holidays. You know, we are less and less around people. And so I think it's this time just brings into question kind of the other part of who you are. And that's probably why people don't want to think about that.
Dr. Laura Gabayan is an associate professor at the UCLA School of Medicine. We're talking about holiday stress, holiday struggles. Dr. Gabayan, do social expectations seem to play a large role in holiday stress? I would assume, you know, people get on social media and they see other people having amazing time with their friends and families. And if that's not happening in their lives, it can make you feel inadequate at times.
Well, I think the loneliness pandemic we're seeing is because of what we're seeing on the internet. I think it's social media. It's people think that everyone else is having a better life than they are. And it's not true. And one thing I did, you know, I am a physician, but more so I wrote a book about wisdom. And I defined wisdom as the eight elements. And of those eight elements, Common Wisdom is the name of the book. Four of them, half of them were related to being connected to others. And when I think about it, that's really the essence. When you think about who you are on your deathbed, or if who you will be on your deathbed, you don't think about what you've done and how productive you've been or what you accomplished. You're going to think about the people that have been in your life. And we're seeing less and less of that because of the internet and social media.
Very, very interesting. Let's talk a little bit more about this loneliness epidemic that you brought up, and however we can tie that in with your book, Common Wisdom. We take for granted that this time of the year is a time to get together and a time to celebrate. But for those of us who don't have those connections, what can we do to get through this time of year?
Yeah, first of all, it's not easy. Remember, we have to give ourselves grace and be kind to ourselves. And kindness was my second element. I'll tell you about the 8 that I found when I interviewed the 60 people for my book. But kindness was the second. So start being kind to yourself, practice, and realize, just get involved with whatever there is out there that interacts with other people. And people don't like it. It's not going to be fun. But it's important to be around others. And I say start with something that connects you. Like if there's an interest you have, go to club meetings or go to organizations that have that interest. So, and realize it's going to be a huge effort, but it's people that are going to make you happy. It's humanity that will keep you human.
Ironically, as you were speaking, I was thinking of, you know, you're encouraging people to go out, join a club, join a group. A lot of times you can find those things via the internet. So even though it might be causing some of our fear of missing out and some of our anxiety, it's also a great tool for connecting us if we're feeling disconnected, or we can use it as that tool. Do you agree?
I agree. And I think about how it was 30, 40 years ago. There was no internet. And it was the goal of the internet was to bring it together. So yes, the internet can serve as that tool. But unfortunately, social media is bring us further apart. It's making us feel bad about ourselves. And humility was my 5th element. And it's the opposite of humility. It's people showing off as much as they can. So just use it to your benefit. Use the internet to your benefit to connect with others as much as you can.
You just touched on something that I've thought of before too. It feels like our society has just complete. We used to value humility, and now we seem to value showing off, or maybe not showing off, but just putting it all out there and saying like, hey, look what I've got going on. That used to not be a trait that we valued. And now it seems to be, you know, one of the main social currencies that we have.
Well, let me tell you the 8 elements when I defined wisdom. And I did because I am a researcher. I wanted to define wisdom because I didn't feel like we had it. So I interviewed 60 people. And the first was resilience, kindness, positivity, spirituality, humility, tolerance, creativity, and curiosity. I did all this because I noticed that my body developed weakness and I no longer wanted to pursue academic medicine. As you can tell, my speech is not great and I slur my speech. I have weakness in my speech as well. Anyway, so humility was a big one. The people I spoke with, a lot of them, that was my 5th element, were highly accomplished, like extremely accomplished, yet they chose not to talk about it. They didn't care.
Interesting. I was struck by the final thing you listed off, which was curiosity. Can you expand on that a little bit more, Dr. Gabayan?
I feel like curiosity is the foundation of all of them. And it's something we all have in us. Think about little kids. Think about how curious they are and how creative they are and how they'll take, you know, a bed sheet and turn it into a fort. We all have it in us, but some of us just don't have, quote, time for it, or we don't worry ourselves with it right now because we have so many other things. It kind of gets taken out of us. But I think curiosity is something we all have. It's a matter of fostering it more and more so.
Yeah. And like you said, it kind of envelops all of those traits that you just listed off. Like humility is a big one. For example, sorry to go off on a tangent here, but this past year I've been learning to play tennis, and I'm 33. It's a little hard to pick that up at this point in my life as opposed to, you know, as a little kid. But my partner is always telling me, like, you have to get over this fear in your head that people are laughing at you or that you're doing a bad. Just put that away, because little kids don't have that self-consciousness. And I just found that so interesting.
They don't. And, you know, you mentioned humility, and I think, well, first of all, what you're doing is being resilient. You're saying to yourself that you're stronger than whatever your thoughts are, and you're going to overcome this. So, and you're going to, you know, be creative and curious and try something new. And going back to the idea of little kids, you're right, they don't think about those. And in many ways, I think we all should have a lot of those characteristics that kids do, but we don't because life kind of bogs us down. But they have so many traits that we should, and when I think about all of those elements, resilience, kindness, positivity, spirituality, humility, creativity, and curiosity, and tolerance was, sorry, before then. But I think that all of those are things that kids can have more of. Spirituality, I'm not me. Spirituality, I never had in me. I was in medicine, but now I have become a lot more spiritual.
Dr. Laura Gabayan's book is called Common Wisdom, Eight Scientific Elements of a Meaningful Life. And as I understand, you interviewed 60 wise individuals across North America. Tell me a little bit about a few of those individuals, if you don't mind.
So it's very interesting because I was thinking, and I'm like, these people had to go through a whole scheduling process. They were aged 50 to 79, because that's when I found that Wisdom Peaks. And they had to go through so much. And 60 may not sound like a lot, but it was a lot of people. It was hard. I mean, it was hard to find those 60. I spoke with community leaders, clergy, ran. I would have meetings daily to just find one person. And the way I found more and more was that one person had a few recommendations, and then it just kind of grew. But that was what kind of led me to go from North America, from the US to Canada, was kind of people referring others. And the reason we stuck to North America was because, the research has shown that wisdom is based on location, is different based on the location. So if you have wisdom in the Middle East or wisdom in Asia, for example, but wisdom does not differentiate based on gender or race or political affiliation. It's only location.
Very interesting. Again, the book is Common Wisdom, Eight Scientific Elements of a Meaningful Life by Dr. Laura Gabayan. If you are struggling this holiday season, or even just struggling in general and want to find a little more meaning, a little more wisdom in your life, you can check out the book. I see it's here, it's available on Amazon. But as I understand, you're adding on a journal to, or you just added on a journal that people can use as a companion to the book. Tell me a little bit about that.
The journal has the eight elements. It'll be on Amazon December 4th. But in addition to that, it has more questions for people to journal and ask themselves about the eight elements. And it's really thought-provoking. It's a way to help yourself develop. And no, you don't have to have the book Common Wisdom, but it helps to have it, but no, you don't. So it can be a bundle. You can have both the journal and the book, or you can just have the journal.
Dr. Laura Gabayan, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a great conversation. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to the Rachel Zimmerman Show, guys. Really hope you enjoyed my conversation with Finch and Dr. Laura Gabayan. If you missed any part of those conversations or you want to go back and hear it again, don't forget that you can podcast the show. We're on the Odyssey app or really anywhere else you get your podcast. Just search for the Rachel Zimmerman Show. Now, I would like to invite you to please follow the show on Instagram at Rachel Zimmerman Show and follow me on Twitter at Rachel ZSTL. I absolutely love hearing from you guys, so that would be really cool if you followed along with the show on those platforms. So Instagram at Rachel Zimmerman Show, Twitter at Rachel ZSTL. And we also from time to time do some stuff with the DGS on the Twitter too. So if you're a fan of both shows, it really works out, doesn't it? Let's see, what do I want to talk about here with a nice size segment left in the show? Oh, I did want to kind of expand upon something I've been talking about on the DGS a little bit this week. So I have come to realize, or maybe not realize, I've come to admit to myself that I am pretty addicted to my phone. I just look at my phone all the time, and in particular X, formerly Twitter, I'm just on it a lot. I don't ever tweet. I don't ever put out an X, whatever you want to call it these days. I just look at tweets all the time. I read people's opinions. I read people's jokes. I watch people's videos. And so many times I'm looking at it mindlessly, and very, very infrequently do I walk away from a scrolling session thinking like, that went so well. That was so fun. Like, I actually never feel that way. I usually close out of my phone feeling just worse than I did whenever I opened it up. But the thing is, I can't totally cut out social media. I can't totally cut out Twitter because I use it for my job and I like it too. Like, I'll admit, I like using it. I don't want to just be done with it forever. So lately I've been trying to be a little bit more mindful about how I spend my time on that platform in particular. And whenever I will open it up, I'll open it up to like check my notifications, see if anyone said anything about the show. You know, check the news, see what's going on with President Biden or what have you. But then after that, I usually get distracted by something silly. And then before you know it, I'm just in a trance looking at a ton of different content. So recently, when I find myself in that trance, I try to, you know, go like, okay, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Let's get out of here. You know, just being mindful of that is the first step, I feel like. And I do. I sound like an addict, but I am a bit of a phone addict. It's become an issue. It's not like, you know, getting in the way of my relationships or anything like that. I don't want it to sound, you know, worse than what it is. It's more like I've just realized it's not serving me in the way that I want it to serve me. And yeah, I'd like to kind of move on and go to the next level with it and not be so... just so like mindless about it, you know? And that's my big goal for 2025, I think, is to just be more mindful in general. I have the tendency to go on autopilot. I think I've talked about this on the show before. I have a tendency to just be like, all right, let's go, let's do it. And then you're just kind of without thinking going through your life. You know, I obviously think about different topics and stuff, and I try to have a well thought out opinion when I'm talking about something on the radio. But as far as just like what I'm consuming, what I'm taking in, sometimes I just do that without really considering what it's doing to my state of mind. So that's my big goal, is to just kind of be better about that, be more mindful, take some time, slow down, and ask myself, like, what is this for? Why am I on Twitter right now? Why am I on my phone right now? Is it because I have nothing else to do? Probably not. I'm probably just killing time and wasting time. So, you know, the goal is to focus in, to lock in, as the kids say, on the internet, which I'm trying to avoid. But yeah, time to lock in and just be a little bit more of an adult, be a little bit more in control of my own internet intake. So just sharing that with you guys. Hopefully I can stick. Not hopefully I can stick with it. It's something that needs to change, so I'm going to change it. So, okay, I wanted to do a couple of stories here. Some are Christmas stories. Some are just regular news stories. This first one is Christmas. I saw this in St. Louis Magazine. The White House invited a St. Louis creative team to help decorate for Christmas. They decorated the state dining room. So there's a portrait of Abraham Lincoln and a blessing by John Adams in this room. And the team with her name is Sherry Berry, and she's the CEO of Sherry Berry Paper and Design. They were contacted to decorate the White House, this room in the White House. It looks really, really cool. You can check it out at St. Louis Magazine, stlmag.com, I think is their website. I just thought that was kind of neat that someone from St. Louis got to do that. I love looking at the White House Christmas decorations every year, even when Melania Trump was decorating and everyone was like, oh, these decorations are so cold and impersonal. I liked them. I thought they were like classy and very New York. And I like what Jill Biden has done with the place, too. It's just nice to see, you know, people's different interpretations of Christmas and how they want to decorate for Christmas. Let's see. Non-Christmas story. This is actually pretty serious. I saw this on KMOX.com. You can check that every day because the KMOX news team does a great job of updating the website and keeping us up to date on everything that's going on. But the former Google CEO says we might want to consider unplugging AI. This former Google CEO's name is Eric Schmidt, and he did an interview with ABC News and expressed concern that AI could grow too powerful. He said, when the system can self-improve, we need to seriously think about unplugging it. And he talked about, you know, we need to have a balance of preserving human dignity and values. And he said it's going to be very difficult to maintain that balance because the system has moved so quickly. Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of thing I almost don't like thinking about it because it's, it's so unpleasant to think of how wrong this could possibly go. Now, I know that's a really negative view of AI. There are many, many wonderful things about AI and things I'm really, really looking forward to and problems that maybe we wouldn't be able to solve so quickly on our own that AI is going to be able to help with. But then there's also the possibility that we are opening Pandora's box here. So I just hope everybody, you know, makes the right rules and regulations and we get ahead of this before it gets ahead of us. But who's to say? I'm sure we will have many, many more stories about AI and its advancements in 2025. I thought this was kind of funny. This is a Christmas themed story, but the title is Don't Let the Grinch Steal Your Christmas Due to Copyright Infringement. And it's basically just a reminder to people who sell different Christmas themed things that the Grinch is copyrighted and Dr. Seuss could and his company could possibly sue you if you are selling things with the Grinch on it. It's a little bit of a no-brainer, but a nice reminder, you know, to think about during the holiday season. Just generally, you probably shouldn't use licensed content. I always see people like, oh, I did a graphic design and it's like the Jurassic Park logo, but with another name on it. And I'm like, that's not really your design, right? Like, there are plenty of local artists and local graphic designers who would love to create something unique and special for you. So maybe don't use the Grinch. Don't use something licensed. Avoid the legal trouble and pay someone locally to make something for you. They're going to make you something really great. This is cool. I talked about it on the DGS earlier this week. The government is finally going to crack down on service fees, those sneaky service fees. This is, you know, mostly pertaining to ticket sales and hotel sellers. Federal regulators have announced a new rule requiring these companies to disclose hidden fees up front. So it's supposed to prevent bait and switch pricing and make sure that they're transparent when it comes to the live event space and the short-term lodging industries. And the FTC's rule will require businesses to show total prices, including fees, in their advertising. And this is a bipartisan rule. I think everyone can agree that we don't want hidden fees in these situations. Now, the goal is to eliminate surprise fees like resort fees or service fees that inflate the advertised price. So you would just see the real price up front and no surprises later on down the line. It says the rule will become effective 120 days after publication in the Federal Register. Now, when I talked about this on the TGS, pretty much everyone was like, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. And I get where they're coming from. There's a lot of times where the government will say, oh, we're going to do this. And then it just kind of feels like it never actually happened. So I will be waiting for this to come through, especially with the ticket sales. That's been something people have been complaining about for years and years. And it has truly gotten way out of hand. And we need a change here. But, you know, just to kind of play into the pessimism there, I remember a few years ago, it was like, the FTC has banned robocalls and you won't be getting robocalls anymore. Well, obviously they found a way around that. So I don't know. They'll hopefully these ticket sellers and these hotel sellers don't get, you know, too creative and come up with new loopholes to kind of bamboozle us. But I'm glad the government is trying to do something because, like I said, it has just gone way too far. Oh, here's a story that everyone will be interested in. The FBI is warning Americans to keep their text messages secure. So apparently, if you text from an iPhone to an Android phone, your text messaging is not secure. It is not encrypted. And they're saying, you know, it's highly likely that China could hack your texts and see what you're talking about. So keep that in mind. You can use third-party apps like Signal and WhatsApp that offers end-to-end encryption. So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. We'll do one more story here, and it's a Christmas one. 1 in 3 Americans say it is not taboo to re-gift holiday gifts. I love this. 33% of Americans think it's okay to re-gift holiday presents. Look, I'm all for it. If you receive something and it's not for you, you don't want it cluttering up your house and you think it's going to go better with someone else in your life, please regift it. Regift it to me. If you think I'll like it, I will appreciate it. I don't care that you got it from your coworker. I think it's nice. I think it's minimalism, right? It's reduce, reuse, recycle, even with our gifts. So some people have absolutely no problem with regifting. Of course, other people's worry about how the recipient will react if they find out someone else gave you this gift. I think everyone should chill out and just be happy they're receiving something, because at the end of the day, it really is the thought that counts, isn't it? All right, guys, that's it for me. I will talk to you in 2025. Like I said, this was my last live show of the year. We'll be doing some replays. Appreciate you guys so much. And again, if you missed any part of the show, check us out on the Odyssey app or anywhere else you get your podcasts. Happy holidays.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,